Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Welcome to another brand new podcast. I feel like because this guy, the guest that we have, is such a great singer, we should do this in a Shirey sort of style. Right? Okay, I need your help, boys. I need your help on this one, right? Okay. This man is a one-man army. You got to repeat. Okay. Kedge is here, so there'll be no salami.
Salami.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the episode with Jazz Dami.
Oh. Hey!
Shall we start?
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I'm so excited. Here we are sat for our podcast with not only a good friend, but it's the man that's brought... you know what we should do? Oh. You know how we you know, if we were a proper production, we would if I had proper producers, we would have had clips of the songs.
Yeah.
We should do that, but we'll do that with him. Okay,
right,
so
don't speak.
Don't tell them who you are yet. Keep it excited. And sorry, I know you've got nachos and cheese in your mouth. So you're like, okay, I'm good to drink. Okay, here we go. So the man who brought the songs like... Take a wally,
ne chadi di sanu ne na vicho kattu pidaade.
He also wrote a sitare.
Teri chadi di jawani nu sitare lag gaye. Teri chadi di jawani nu sitare lag gaye.
And also tunes like Munda Like Me.
Munda Like Me, Mutti Yaar Like You. Akha akha vich gal kiti ta shuru. Aj dance floor to na jahi ni. Appa sari hath nachna.
And he didn't bring us the Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
It's Jazz Dami. Yeah.
You know, Macarena has a really sad story behind it.
Ked, we're just greeting. did I tell you about when my goldfish died? Anything else you want to add to it?
I mean, I discovered it the other day, that's why.
That the quiz.
We were so up. How? I know. Jazz Dami, I'm really sorry that only Ked can kill your mood in 3 seconds.
Not really.
He can by saying quiz.
Exactly. Koi. Come on, you Spurs. As soon as you said that.
Here you go. Dead.
Okay. Do you know the story of the Macarena? Because now I feel like...
I actually don't, Ked. I want to know what it's...
Well, I mean, it's about...
I don't want to know.
It's about this bloke who found out that his girlfriend was going out with a load of other guys. And he was really quite upset about it.
Oh, so
you know how to kill the vibe, man. Yeah.
Because we're all, on the dance floors doing all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And dancing and enjoying it. But actually, it's a sad song.
So Macarena is the equivalent of Kanjariga Wandana Gorine, Papu the Daddy no Pichelalia. It's the equivalent of that.
Yeah, it really is. That's
A.S. Kang. That's Valetti Bonilla.
I know that one.
Don't question my knowledge. See, look at that. So you have come all the way to our house. It's not Saskutani, that's another song.
No,
that's it.
Yeah. Oh, like that. Oh, sorry, yeah. You've come all the way. Thank you for coming to our kitchen table where the magic happens.
The nachos are the one.
Do you like the nachos? I've got some garlic bread. I've done my bruschetta. And then once the podcast is done, we're having pizza.
Beer. I love it when guests come to
How does a Punjabi say
we get fed?
Oh, go on, there you go. Good question.
Beer.
Okay, I think there's three ways. So you're saying...
Beer, I'm on the beer.
I've never heard that.
That's brilliant. I've never heard that.
That's brilliant. You've heard it?
Never heard
that. When you live in Punjab, that's what you get. Beer.
Yeah, you're right. That is... Because my mother-in-law goes bija.
Yeah, because in Gujarat, they say bija.
So I end up just getting drunk.
Bija.
That means getting wet.
Oh,
me the bitcher. Bidge gear. Yeah. I made up a joke the other day, and my Punjabi will understand this. Why is the rain so selfish?
I don't know.
Because it's all me, me, me.
Is that good?
Have a biscuit.
Come on.
Does me mean where?
Why is it
smiley face for that? Smiley face.
Good. If you know,
but he's going to walk away. Already, we've kind of.
Hold on. We need to establish the difference in say bia, bija.
Pizza.
What did you say? You said something else.
Pizza. No, pizza.
Pizza. Oh, you still say the Z.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, which is the more sort of British Asian mummy way to say it.
I've heard pizza for years, my mom. Wow.
So is order pizza? Is that just about order pizza? That's what it's about.
It's a little different.
How are you finding life in India? Because that's where you live now.
Beautiful, mate. I love India.
Where in India are you? Because you were Mumbai.
I was living in Mumbai for 3 years.
Yeah.
But recently moved to Chandigarh, which is beautiful. Right, the best thing we did. Like, if I'm to live in India, the only place I would live is probably Punjab, Chandigarh. I call it Punjab, but it's not. But Chandigarh is the place. It's beautiful. Like,
it's clean.
Nice people, good food, not too far from the bend.
Perfect. So what is the bend then? Where do you go to go?
No one lives in my bend now, but...
where are they?
My grandparents passed away, obviously, and all my cousins have just, like, moved out to
America.
But
it still exists.
It still exists.
Yeah.
But, like...
Like, there's other people
we've
there.
We've got a doctor living there. He runs his surgery from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he related to you?
No, he's not related.
Okay, so you've got a doctor, but nobody lives there. Yeah. He's got the easiest job in the world.
He's running the surgery from my house.
I go
to my house and he's there. We've got patients like lined up front of my door. I'm just trying to go into my house, mate. You got patients outside.
Do you help out? Do you put the putty on people and things
like
that?
No, I just go there.
Put the gloves on?
Just check out the room where it's practice and sitting for like 7 hours and sweat like a...
Dog. Yeah.
Pregnant nun.
Yeah.
And where is that bend?
Sandras Urdia Husharpur.
Oh, Sandras Urdia. Yeah. You know what it is?
You know Husharpur, though.
Yeah, no, I sort of. But you know what I've read?
Like, sort of.
You always have people in the family that go, and always like family of mine from Slough, they're aware of what bend people are from. They'll go, so do you know Nukodar, because that's near Jalandhar.
That's exactly how I am.
Yeah, you're like that. And you can join the dots.
I can join, like, seriously, like, where bus goes where. And where the stands
are.
I used to get on the bus from my bend, which is Husharpur, to Gurayam, which is like 1 hour and a half journey, three buses.
And then you got to go left at the bush.
And the roadblocks take a right, and
the car gets
hutti take a left.
Yeah.
And you find the guy there.
Yeah. At the hutti.
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know.
Hutti means like shop, like local newspaper shop. Like.
Is it really? I don't know. I thought it meant stop.
New word for you guys. Hutti.
Hutti.
Hutta.
Hutta. You know that?
There's Hatta Gatti, that means like a big guy.
Oh, Hatta. Okay, this is getting good. Okay, so there's Hatti is shop. Yeah. Hatta Gatti.
No. Hatta Gatta.
Hatta Gatta.
That's like Takada Banda.
He's a big bloke.
Yeah.
So if there's a big bloke who owns a shop, what do you call him?
Hatta Gatti Hatti Yala.
Okay. If there's a big bloke who's got a shop who's just done a poo, what would you say?
Hatta Gatta Hatti Wada Tatti.
Okay.
That's what it is.
If there was, okay, should I stop? Can I? If there was a big guy who owns a shop, who's going for a poo, and when he did so, he had to put a bandage on his leg. What would he have?
Hatta gatta hatti no gaya, told kiti, usto baad patti bani.
That's it. Tatti patti.
Yeah, tatti patti.
Right, okay, there you go. There you go.
Wow. I didn't want to join it. It sounded a bit grim.
Oh, well, it wasn't up until then. Up until then, it was fine, and then it went grim.
Till the putty came into it.
Yeah. And what do you miss about the UK? What's kind of like when you think like, because okay, it sounds great, and I know having just done Straight Up Punjab and all that, I loved it, and you see the size of India, and it's just everything over there is bigger.
The passion for music, Punjabi music as well,
and it's evolving with rap and production, and the production's going international, and you must see that. So producers come from all over the place, and all eyes are on India, but. But what do you miss? What do I miss?
Is it the number one thing? Family, obviously.
Yeah.
So who's here? Who's still here?
My parents.
Yeah.
My brother, sister, in-laws, everyone.
Okay. Now let's talk about the real things.
No.
But what I really miss is
football,
mayonnaise.
No, I watch football out there.
Oh, okay.
We've got sports channels.
You can watch
sports channels in India.
You miss my match of the day.
You know what I miss?
What?
Fish and chips.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, not fish and chips, a chicken mushroom pie and chips.
Oh, I love it. Do you like pucker pies?
Pork pie, chicken, mushroom, mate, all the way. Once, yeah, I'm going to tell you a story.
Go on, please.
Once, yeah, I came from India, like came back from India after like 6 months.
I could talk about pies all day long.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, and the rest of the podcast.
Pies, that's me, mate. That is me. So I've come back, gone to the local chip shop, and Mrs. was like, what do you want to eat then? I said, I'll have a pork pie and chips. She's like, do you want fish and chips? It's been ages. I'll go and have some fish as well then.
Yeah.
Both.
Chips, yeah, smash, mate, this isn't, he's going in. Start, mate.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, you know what? I feel like a lamb kebab as well.
Ooh.
Oh,
mate, I swear down, I sat on the table and ate everything.
You ate like a doner kebab?
Doner kebab, chips, fish and chips, mayonnaise, fish, and chicken mushroom.
You don't get kebabs out there, do you? Like you do here. No. There was, I was reading about
mixed
this.
Mixed grills,
man.
Mate. You don't get mixed grills.
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, you're the Indian, like Punjabi, like mixed grills.
You could be.
Get them, bro.
Well, you get the lamb chops and the chicken kebabs.
You
and
don't get them, mate.
You could be the ideal candidate for this story. There was this fella that I was reading about in the paper who wants to adopt kebabs. He wants to basically sort of...
Make
your pardon?
The business idea.
No, like he just like a kebab, you look after it. Like you would a dog or something like that. You pay to look after it and get it marinated and everything. And then when you come to UK, it's yours to eat. But all this time, you can cook here and, you know, look after it. Yeah, no, this is the real story.
Oh, you mean like
that's how mad.
Like in the same way that we can sponsor a tiger or a donkey in somewhere else. They can sponsor a kebab.
Yes.
And what they pay for its upbringing.
Upbringing. Because, you know, you can cook it and whatever, and the making and the mince.
And then when they arrive.
And then it's ready.
Do they meet them at the airport with it?
Well, I don't know.
You that's get what you want. You're going to go, for you, I'd go, right, now that I know that. Because I actually, you know, standard bit of Googling. I went, oh, because I thought, what does he like food-wise? Right, but I think all the things on like it is.
Don't lie,
mate. I swear, I love.
It's got your height. It's got your weight. Wow. It's got your chest size 40 inch. I think you're bigger than that.
42.
Yeah,
I don't know. I read it.
I was like 40 inch. No, maybe.
I'm worried about you stalking him.
No, it's
what about dollar? And then
you know what? Jasmine got bigger. He's gone a bit. Yeah,
look at that.
I'll have some
going on. If you've got going on,
yeah, that's your Twitter. Yeah.
No,
I call him Dahlia. You got
Dahlia? No, I have not. But but everybody over in India works out. Punjabis all work out, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Have you gone vegetarian, by the way?
No, mate.
What?
I tried to for 6 minutes.
You don't get muscles like guns like that if you're vegetarian.
No, you see the guys at the good one.
The guys are wrestling and he's like.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you've got to do extra pumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the exercise?
Yeah. I'm a proper foodie, me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you'll eat anything you want.
Yeah.
But do you mean.
It's so refreshing to meet someone who's not on a health sort of.
I am, though. Like now I am, but I just had that choice.
Kedge touched on it earlier on because you were football such a big part of your life.
Yeah.
Do you not play? Do you play five side with any mates? Do you and Honey Singh get together? I don't know how it works. Like, nah. someone got a league. Is there a gold? Is there a five side
you know
power
what, there
league?
Is, but I haven't been playing for any footy, to be honest. I ain't played for
who was
years,
telling? Who was on the podcast?
I'm not going
to
lie.
Did you miss it?
Ash,
I'm all right with it.
You ready?
Yeah, I do a bit of boxing, Thai boxing, and a bit of like just stuff like that, really.
Thai boxing?
Thai boxing.
Oh, Thai, okay. Boxing. Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know what they call it over there. Yeah. I thought it might be.
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai boxing.
Muay Thai.
Ken, you do Muay Thai boxing, don't you? when a fight goes down, he pisses himself. He's out of there.
Absolutely.
All right, okay, we'll play a little track now. What shall we play?
I think we should play that new song because I quite like it, that Nari Nari one.
Because he likes it. It's a new one.
Yeah, it's a new one.
It's called Nari Nari. Yeah.
Nari, nari, चाहे क्या तू तो मांगे तो हाजिर जाए आगे क्या एक बार तो बता तू खुल के चाहे क्या तू तो मांगे तो हाजिर जाए आगे क्या
पहले तू खुद को संभाल फिर पूछना तू मेरा
I gotta say, I'm loving the new tunes.
Yes.
I'm loving the fact that Jazz is round. Jazz, I am happy that you are
Thank
here.
You
I just feel
me.
Like it's it feels good. It feels right. It feels like the brothers are connected. Maybe it's the missing link the whole time.
Yeah, and it's
You're
been
like, this
been,
is what it's
we
about.
Spent ages trying to get Jazz on.
Oh my word! And also like
because I'm Tony.
Okay.
That was about 30 seconds.
That was a long time.
How long did I get
that was probably about 30 seconds.
I was trying to linger as long as I could.
I love you, mate.
But not only that, I like the fact you carried on drinking your tea. He carried on. He's like, well, I need to have a sip now. And the reason why I did that, Kedge will tell you, there's a story
that we were talking about before. How prolonged handshakes, normally over 3 seconds, makes you get anxiety.
Yeah.
How did you feel when he was doing that? What were you thinking?
I was gonna, come on, mate, let go of my hand.
Really?
Mm. They do it a lot in India, mate.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they? What? Just hold on to it.
How do you get? Ah, Vicky, you want another cigar? I'm like, get on, go, let go of my hand, mate. Come on, let go of my hand.
Do they actually keep shaking?
No, they're like, and then I'm like, I'm just like,
yeah, exactly.
Take it away.
So then what do? You pull your hand away?
Yes, pull away, and like, yeah.
And it's that really.
Sometimes I've got sweaty palms as well.
It's that limp handshake in India as well. Yeah. They don't really know how to shake your hand.
Proper hash like man's like.
So should it go longer than 3 seconds?
No, it shouldn't.
Some people do.
It shouldn't.
No, I think. What about if you see a friend after a long time?
Give him a hug.
Yeah, we'd hug and then I put my arms on your shoulders.
That's all right, man. It's like showing love to your boy, isn't it?
But Kelly, you don't like a massage either.
No.
See,
Don't touch my body.
I love a massage.
Yeah,
really? But that's because we work out. We're
Some
big men.
I think normal people
touching
do.
Your body, I think, is weird.
Yeah. Huh?
You don't get bandada. You get buddy to do
well,
it.
You get whoever you do.
Whoever buddy or bandada. I just like, no.
You know what I think?
Not buddy, but a lady.
Yeah, but I would want, my idea is to train like bandada to do it. To train like gorillas to do it. Because I want a gorilla to go like, and that, with that strength, they can just kind of click your back and
but
stuff.
That's what Thai massage like with the,
the cornies a bit.
You do get some people, like I've got a friend who, when you see him, it doesn't matter how, you know, regularly you see him, he gives you the biggest hug and you just end up standing there for ages.
Yeah.
And he's quite tall, so he towers you.
Is it Tommy?
No.
He does like a hug.
I do like a hug.
But he knows not to do that.
No, call it a japa.
I mean, yeah, I always get a hug from Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal, isn't it? When you meet your mate.
But I wouldn't hug him.
No. I wouldn't hug him.
Oh, that's because I don't like him. That's rooted in like.
But then I think Asian people, we've taken the hugging thing to another level where this side hug business starts happening as well.
That's
all a bit.
That's
an
auntie
well.
One, though, isn't it?
No, that's it's a girl. It's a sister one as well. So you,
oh, yeah,
you sister.
But I just think that's weird as well. It's like I'm hugging you, but I don't want to hug you in case.
Yeah, some girls do
something.
Yeah,
they do that.
Yeah,
but then I've got like. I've got a wife, my wife's bua, who when she hugs me, like throws herself into my body. Ooh, like, so, and she was like,
that's another
like,
issue.
She's in another world, yeah.
What do you mean she
that's
froze? Like, what? Where does the head land?
Like, because she's short, probably my belly button. And you must find that as well, though, because we're tall as well. And
tall sauce as well.
Yeah, right. And then when women, when you pose for pictures with like women, they go, oh, give me a picture.
They're in your armpit.
Their hands are on my bum. They're on like the way they because their arms are like round there and that's where my chest
come
is.
On.
No, all the time.
I think that's on purpose.
Come on.
Maybe I got a great bum.
Unless it's got a big conference.
I think just midgets like you.
A midget like you. There's enough. Song, there's the remix. I know. If you want to dedicate to short
that,
people,
that will no. do to his song. What that new Ride It version's done to Jay Sean's tune. If you do that one,
yeah, it'll go
that's
viral.
Sick.
Yeah,
I love
it'll go
that.
Viral.
Yeah. Let's
what's wrong? What's
I don't.
Wrong?
I don't like that.
You
don't
like it?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like the
because
new version?
I think Jay Sean was the original. That's what we danced to. It was brilliant, and it was. I think this guy has. Who is he anyway? He's just come along. He's
Kedge, taken, come on, man. No, get with the program, mate.
Like,
come on, mate.
I
personally think so.
Go on, let's talk about remixes.
I think it's actually bigger than the actual version.
I agree.
That's because TikTok weren't around back then.
Mm.
Like, what I'm saying, okay, so look, while we're talking about remixes, you know the other one about Sorry, you know the Sorry one?
Is it Monster too late?
No. I'm sorry.
Monster Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And like, so, like, I'm sorry, but I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I'm sorry. But I was like, have busting moves. But
I didn't mean to sleep with your best friend. Yeah. What were you going to say?
But now, it's like, whoa.
Nah, you got it.
No.
But now, it's like people are it's some house mix. And I'm just like, you know, you ruined that.
You know what you sound like?
You know what? I feel like that about Bollywood songs.
Yeah?
Yeah,
here we go. I hate the remix.
You a fan of it? Any of them?
Like, some of them I am. I think the only one I really like is really Gala Chashma.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, that was good.
And I didn't mind the Dilber.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mind that. Yeah. But the other ones, like...
What about the one...
Cheese Buddy?
That was weak.
Cheese
No, but Cheese Buddy, the original was such a big
one. What about the biggest one? The biggest one is...
That's not a remix. No, that's a different version of Inna Sona.
Oh, sorry, guys.
They've used the Inna Sona to Inna Sona.
No, but the biggest one on the tube at the moment, YouTube, is that...
On the tube.
Yeah, on the tube.
Says nobody ever.
The Ankamare one. Do you like that? The Ankamare one?
I don't mind it.
I think they've done a good job on that.
I don't mind it, yeah.
I think that because obviously he's.
You know what you sound like, Kedge, when you're
moaning
about.
Do I sound like an old man?
No, you sound like you know because over here in London, Jazz, you remember this? I only call you Kedge. No, that's a kind of hybrid of you too.
Kedge
Google. When black cabs got taken over by Uber, everyone was like, oh, but they can't do that with their technology.
No, they can't do that. Oh, no, I don't you mind. Like I don't mind advancement in technology. I just think that this is
what remix is.
No, I think
I don't mind them, but they've got to be doing the right way. I quite like them.
What if someone remixed Take Wally, right?
I'm talking early. And pitched it down.
And pitched it down. Tell me, Take Wally, Wally, ooh, Wally, 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 Take Wally, Wally, ooh, Take Wally, Wally, and did all that. And you knew it got 300 million views because everything does now. Would that upset you?
No, it wouldn't upset me because I just think, you know what? It's a brand new audience. Think about it. Right? It's been out a decade.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think Jay Sean got his due for it. Do you see what I mean?
He did? He landed the cash money deal off the back of that.
I just don't think it did. It didn't go around the world, did it? I think it was a brilliant song.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
It was a big hit in the UK and amongst brown people.
Yeah, amongst exactly. brown people. Apart from that.
But this has gone global.
Yeah, maybe because... And if you think about it, like... The melodies are really Indian as well. They're really Indian. So maybe if he released it now, it would have worked internationally. Because I think being brown now is become like cool.
It's the in thing again.
Yeah.
Well, because you mentioned Take It Wally.
Depends what shade of brown you are, though. Because it can also be...
You've been on holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mate, I haven't been on holiday.
Have you not?
No.
Because we mentioned Take It Wally, I love... And this is a little bit fanboy of me coming out. I love the beginning bit of Take It Wally where you just do that sort of vocal bit.
Nat botla de patte haan itni tenu vekhe bina lagda na chitni Hussain tere da chal gaya jadu Hussain tere da chal gaya jadu दारू विच प्यार मिला दे I saw him doing this like he was doing the melody with his hand.
I love that.
Year was that?
2009.
That was when I started at the BBC. Really? So that is my that. So I didn't start Breakfast till 2010.
I was brand new.
So that is, I've got such nostalgia when you just do that.
Yeah.
Because it symbolizes a start of my career, really. And
I'm thankful that I'm being part
that's
of it.
Yeah. But what a great song.
Thank you. It was a banger, man.
Yeah.
It was a banger. I remember when I made it, the starting bit of the song, Amun forgot about it. He forgot about even using it for the song.
No way.
And I said to him, yo, Amun,
you mean that wasn't going to be in the song?
No, it weren't going to be in the song.
What, you should have start from that ding 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 ding?
Yeah, it was just going to be that. I swear down. And I was like, don't you remember this beginning? He was like, oh yeah, we did this thing. I said, yeah, this is what makes a song.
Yeah.
And I was actually inspired by a song that came out called Kalli Ke Te Malba Kalvinda Tillo.
So
when I heard that song, I was like, yo, I want to make a song like this. And that's why we made the starting
amazing.
Like that.
Amazing.
And that was different. Because, like you said, it hadn't been done for a while. well. No,
yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
See, very quickly, if Kedge said that his favourite track was Teke Wali, and you said you were listening to it on the way up, right?
Well, yeah, Teke Wali.
See, while I was driving up, I was listening to Teria, because that is one of my favourite tunes.
Oh, yes.
And that's, I don't know, maybe that's because I think, because you, I don't know, you sing a bit differently in there, like at a higher sort of...
Yeah, it's more like falsetto, like...
That's it. That is amazing.
Wow. It's more like falsetto, more like R&B kind of vibes.
That's R&B hard. Vibes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, a story we have
for Teria. The missus is piping up. Here we go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Wait till my one comes out. Tell him my mom will come in, because my mom's from Birmingham. She's like, oh, Bab, tell him when you sung me Teke Wali, and it was like a wedding there, and you were pissed out your head.
That was Stingy Zulfa. Someone came up to me. I'll tell you about Teri in a second.
Go on.
Someone came up to my missus and said to her, so you know, because my missus has got like bluey kind of eyes.
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
So he says, greenish. Someone asked her, did he sing this song for you only?
I didn't know then.
but anyway, Teria, yeah. When I recorded that, I went to Mumbai and had a couple of meetings with labels and stuff, and finished playing the song.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, so who was that lady singing?
What?
Like, yeah, they're the high part, but I just sang for you. Oh, I was like, that was me. He goes, no. Wo nahi.
Lady.
Yeah.
What lady can't see?
Oh, my word.
With the you're same, like, wow. Saying like, I'm like,
all right,
bro, it was,
all
it was
right,
a bandai, it was me. It was me. Singing the parts.
And did like, you prove it to him then and there?
No, I didn't.
No,
you don't need to. Sod him.
Yeah, exactly. But wicked.
Stuart Bangles produced that song.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He's dope, man. He's doing really well for
himself. Oh, God, blimey. He's joining the world up single-handedly.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Do you like 47?
I love it, mate.
Yeah, it's big tune.
Like, I was in Toronto, early this year, recording, and Sidhu came through to see us, and he played a stat, and I said to him, soon I heard the sarangi go off,
yeah.
And I had missed his bars, I go, this is a banger, bro, this is going to murder the UK, people in UK are going to dig this. I said, you reckon? I've got something. Yeah. He played me his album, sick album, and I was like, yeah, man, but this tune is different, bro, trust me, it's going to hit people in a different way, because it's almost like a wicked hybrid kind of vibe, you know what I mean? It's got everything, like,
put all the languages
in such a nice way, and
And authentically. It's not forced.
Exactly.
It's not forced.
And it's credible.
Yeah.
The key word here is credible.
Kala with his army.
Sick.
Harami. Jazz Dami.
Should have put it in.
से होना चाहिए वहीं से है तू थिक न नजरों में आ न मुझको तू दिख मैं तोड़ूंगा दिल तेरा ले कहीं तो लिख बेबी किसी से भी पूछ लौंडा टू मच बोली में थोड़ा रियान भी टच है जितने भी रूमर सुने तूने अपनी सहेलियों से मेरे बारे में वो सारे सच है बेबी मैं हूँ वो जिसके बारे में चेतावनी देती होगी तुझे तेरी माँ BAD नाम बदल दियो मेरा बेबी जो ना कर रहा थी तेरी ना
तेरे बस मुझे जीने ना दे बादशाह लाइक हिम आस्ता गिल लाइक हर
yeah cool man
do you know them I mean like, who's in your phone now have you got like loads of celebs in your phone
I know Bardshaw quite well I've known him since 2011 I met him actually when I first met him he was with Honey
Right.
Oh, wow.
Well, eating it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
so
and
I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, please. Where were you?
So
where
was 2011, I rang Honey's manager. I go, Honey needs to work with me. Honey called me. He goes, I'm a fan. I missed his call like a doofus.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of your song. Jin John, let's work. Flew into India.
He said he's a fan as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm flying through love. This. I'm flying through.
No, no, it's okay. So
no, I can take my time if you want.
But no. What I mean is, so you originally reached out and said, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So before you'd met Honey Singh.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Do you ring a manager?
I rang his manager, yeah, right, at that time. And his name was Anoop. And he said, he goes, okay, we'll work it out, see what happens. And then I got a random call from an Indian number. Missed it, like I just said.
Yeah.
Honey's singing "Tu Hi Sadi Jind Tu Hi Jaani Kuriye." It's my old song.
And he was singing it to you.
Yeah, he sang it. I'm a big fan of that song. Fan of your voice. Let's work. So then I flew out to India. I was working on my album around that period, my second album, which came out now, but it's all right.
well, you know, that happens.
It's a good thing. Take a bit of time.
But yeah, I was working on my album. Then I was like, yeah, let's get into a studio. I got into a studio and everyone was there, like J-Star, the whole Mafia Mundi. Badshah was there, met Badshah. Before Badshah came in, he was like, I'm going to introduce you to the first Hindi rapper.
Who said that?
Honey said that, yeah. And I was like, oh, cool, man. I was excited because I never heard Hindi rap before.
It, yeah.
Except for that guy. What's that guy's name? That bald guy. Not Tommy.
No.
Bald guy?
The rapper.
The Patel guy. The one in the Patel rap.
Baba Sega.
I heard him, but I didn't really rate him as a rapper.
Home custom is right, yeah.
No.
He was big though, anyways.
He paved the way for Badshah, basically.
Who is it?
Yeah, Baba Sega.
Is he related to Steven Sega?
No. Steven Seagal.
Younger brother. Sega.
Let me finish my story, guys.
Okay, sorry.
Interrupting this legendary story.
Welcome to a conversation with Kedge, where you will not
ever...
His
he
mission,
opened this
his
interview mission, yeah, no, with a negative.
His mission is to never let you get
it's
to
It's
going to
be positive. Anyway,
carry on, please.
So
carry
there
on.
There Sorry. You are, and everybody's there, and you meet Badshah, the first Hindi rapper.
In, yeah, met Badshah, cool vibe. He just had this real British feel about him. I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
I think it was just...
Did he, maybe
I think he was dating his wife then, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, but she's from Britain, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I met him. I was like, yo, yeah, it's cool vibes, man. He's like, yeah, I love London. I love this is the kind of music I listen to. I had a little chat with him. And then after that, I lost touch with him. But then I was more with Honey, obviously, then.
Right.
Then we made High Heels.
Which changed the world.
Banger. Thank you, mate.
That was, yeah.
That's a... I mean
like, that made men wear high heels.
Yeah. It made Arjun Kapoor wear high heels.
Yeah, no.
Well,
look, see? You know, you guys think I just make things
up. It did, mate.
I'm telling you.
It did.
No, sorry, Jazz. It didn't make men wear high heels. Jazz, they're not wearing high heels.
I've got to admit
not
something,
not the kind of men
on my wedding day, yeah.
Yeah, did you?
My one of my youngest Sali's tried to make me wear them. And, you know, I wasn't a good sport. I didn't wear them.
Yeah, what, like, did she get them made in your size?
She got me the red.
So you could dance to it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You know when you come and take the lady home to your
house? Yeah.
It's at that point. And because that didn't happen, Mrs. is pissed off.
But hold a minute. You're like, no, but you, in fairness, you're like, I'm taking my wife home. I'm not going to tot along in high heels.
I don't blame you, Jazz.
So Honey Singh and all, and they're all there. So you make high heels, game changer.
Yeah.
Like, quick question. Is there like a pressure like, oh, man, that was the one. That was the one that kind of that stands out, that kind of crossed over, that did all these big things. And I remember what you said to me about the song before I heard it. You went, Tom, just wait till you hear it. You were like, He went, it's straight. He goes, it's just magic. It's just fire.
Yeah.
It's just, and it was at Amella. It was when you did the live with the orchestra. Was it the same year with?
Yeah,
the
it was. That was. Yeah, it was that. It was the. It was this with the symphony orchestra in London Mellor.
That year, and you went, Tom, wait till you hear it. And I was like, what? And because of you, I'm not a new music man. I just don't have my head around latest music. This is hard work. To keep up to date, I like Mambo Rafi.
Yeah.
I tell you who's really good. You should watch out for Lata Mangeshkar. She's doing really, really good stuff.
She sang 6,000 songs, but she's brilliant.
Right. But my point, I remember, so you knew then it was going to be a banger.
I did, man. Like, you know, when he sent me the beat, I kind of just had a feeling. My dad was like, hey, peepony, boba,
the guy. Yeah, peepony.
Yeah. Peepony.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's exactly, that's the catchy part. Yeah.
But to your question, was the pressure on? To be honest, the pressure was on for a bit, you know, but I at that point, I made so many songs. I had such a backlog of songs. I had Zulfa, I had Tedia in the making, I had I had Punjabi Boli in the making. I had so many songs I had in the bank, like ready to go. But after them songs were done I was touring, I didn't make any music for ages because I was gigging. Yeah, I was constantly away. On the road. For a year, I was on the road, man, like just constantly gigging. I remember every day I would get up in a different country, a different hotel. I'm like, where the hell am I? Yeah. Like, it was mad, bro. Every day I was on a flight, it was mad.
And is that what happens? Because, okay, I felt it recently. You might feel it with DJing as well, Satch. Is when you wake up and you go, and you for a minute, you don't know where you are.
Yeah. That's how I felt. But then what happened was, I had to bring it back down. I was like, yo, I've got to go back to what I'm used to doing, just enjoying what I make. And that's exactly where I'm at right now.
Nice.
It's taken me a couple of years, man, to get to that point.
When you were flying a lot and traveling a lot and all that, I'm guessing it was always food on the go as well.
Oh, yeah, mate.
But how hard is that? Because you look trimmer than you've ever looked before. How do you stay healthy?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story, yeah? Like, I'm a proper, I was talking about earlier on, a proper foodie. So I remember when I did high heels, I was 73 kilos, yeah?
Right.
I was 10% body fat.
That's lean.
Is it very lean?
Yeah.
Is that
like if you're like 6-7%, then you're in like bodybuilding territory.
Yeah. Oh, so not me.
Not you. You have zero body fat, but you also have zero intelligence. So it's okay. The two go side by side.
Muscle memory, there. Yeah. So I went from like 73 kilos.
Yeah.
From gigging for 4 or 5 months to like 93 kilos.
Oh. So that's just because you're eating.
I remember, I had a gig with Jazzy and in Punjab, a Peterson PTC gig, and his manager was like, "Bro, tu mota ho gaya." I'm like, "All right." Oh, and man. I had a shirt with the buttons bursting open. I'm like, "Yeah, I was eating loads, man."
Okay.
Yeah, I was love food.
Because there's a story that's going around, which is about how they're trying to ban people from eating in public on trains here in the UK because they're saying it adds to obesity. So clearly, you would advocate this because you're saying that traveling and eating, not good. On the go, sitting on the plane.
Train, did you have to ever eat on a train?
Yeah, on a 27-hour journey once from Punjab to Mumbai.
On a train?
Yeah.
It does.
I swear. And you can imagine.
But the food is good though, right? On the train. What do they serve?
I tell you straight, I take my own protein.
You take your own?
Yeah, I can't blame you.
With dal in there, you know, with some saag, some ghee, some achar, dahi hove, proper tiffin, man.
Do you have someone who does that for you?
Yeah, my bibi made it then.
Oh, okay, that's fine. A family then.
Yeah.
But like, if you wanted that, like, do you live that life where like someone is there that you could just get it, or there is a certain place you can go to and then they just make it up for you?
Yeah,
basically, he's asking, have you got a cook?
Yeah, my brother-in-law is a sick cook.
Okay,
she kills it.
Is she in Chandigarh?
No, she's not. She's in England. So that's why I take full advantage of it. Get meals made for the whole week.
Okay, and then you'd get on the East-West Railway, I don't know, whatever, the Coventry to London Express.
Well, not really. Like, I just take meals off her. But talking about journeys, the India journey.
Yeah.
You want to speak about that?
Yeah.
So it's like, imagine it, 27 hours.
On a sleeper train,
mate. I went on a Tatkal train.
Tatkal
train is the ticket you buy for the day before. So literally,
last minute.
Oh right.
.com. Tatkal.com.
Was there any chairs or anything in there?
Mate, I swear down. Yeah, I slept on suitcases.
Oh
wow. I slept on a jar.
Also, there's like dumps and stuff in that.
Yeah, I was just getting moved. It was horrible, mate. The worst journey ever. Actually, it wasn't 27 hours. It was longer because it got delayed by 5 hours.
Oh, but that's normal. Yeah,
but then you know.
Yeah, mate. But the food.
Sorry, and why did you get a Tatkal train?
Yeah,
I had to go to Mumbai.
You're just dummy, like.
No, but this is 2000. You're 2000, mate. Just swing the thing, dummy, then, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Straight up, mate.
That's true.
Ordinary Punjabi, mate.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You gave me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I was just ready to sing, dummy. I know, Yo-Yo was not responding to the messages just then. Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah. Okay, so see, that's good, but that's what makes you, Jess. See, the fact that you can tell those stories.
Yeah. 27 hours and wait 5 hours, yeah. Oh,
that is amazing.
But
did you go to the toilet during those 27 hours?
Horrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
I'm going to tell you straight.
So I would have held it.
Did you hold it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you have
I'm
to.
I'm not going
to
lie. Because your ear is just like a big hole. And like there's no way
you can see the tracks.
Go, bro. Like, it's like you're aiming. Like
yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm scared of those pebbles coming up. when you're doing your thing.
I'm scared of your pebbles coming out.
They don't have bags, bruv. They don't have bags. They don't have bags under the toilet. It's just like a gully.
It's a hole.
Onto the tracks.
You go straight on the tracks. So imagine if you're on the side, yeah, and someone's just in the toilet. You go, ching, your face goes.
Splashback, mate.
You know what? Even your sound effects have turned Indian. I go, ching, your face. Okay, no dish in my face. Okay, we've got to think about our food that we're going to eat after this. But let's... I'll tell you what, let's play a little tune and not think about the tatkal or tatikal or tatikali, kali tati, or anything like that. Let's just please just play the song. Play this song.
नचर किलर जब देखे तो जिगर मोरा धक 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 मां सराती धक 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 मां सराती बन है बन मा डोले लड़का में क्लास तू लड़की का कैस तू आजा बस वे भी ना तू डर 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 तेरा मेरा बस तू एक होता खास तू दिल में लागो तुझे घर बल Maserati, dhak 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 dhak, Maserati, ban hai ban ma dole. I wanna take it to the take it with the best of break it, don't be trippy, keep it jiggy to the new. I'm body popping and I'm something to the top, we keep it rocking, all the vibes are getting wet.
I'm sorry that I thought my wife was going to come downstairs, particularly because I know that your wife is here, and I thought it'd be nice. Have you ever met my wife? You have. Okay, so that's fine. That's all right. It feels like, because I was like, oh, you know, Mrs. Dami's coming over. It's a big deal. And obviously, you know, we worked together for so many years, and I was like, but she hasn't come downstairs.
Mm.
Okay.
And it makes me think, yeah, look, see, look at that. Look at that tone. Oh, okay.
Is it like that?
Chalconi, shad bot takiyoi honi.
Sorry?
Yeah, she must be really tired. Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, right. You know, it's like, but it's like, you know how they defend like the daughter-in-laws who just can't be asked to mix with like family members.
Busy, yeah.
Both busy. But the full time kaam kar diya. Hana?
So?
Bacche bhi paal diya. Gym bhi jaan diya. Bas.
Lovely.
Thak jaan diya. Kush nahi kandi. Modi's in power. I need to just make sure I speak the one language of the nation. So no, but my point is like it's always a funny one, because even if she was here, I would want her to get on with your missus. Yeah. Do you know? Because then that would make it makes it easier for us.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of the whole like who's a footballer wives that kicked off this week?
Colleen Rooney.
Right.
And, yeah.
Did you hear about
Rebecca
all this?
Vardy.
I didn't.
Okay.
No, it's cool. It's good. It's a good story.
This is the kind of stuff you don't get anymore.
So Colleen Rooney puts out on Instagram
Wayne Rooney's wife.
Twitter and everything, and says, "So everybody, I realized that somebody in my inner circle of friends on my inner circle on Instagram,
because
you can have your close friends there as well, is sharing my intimate stories with the press, like selling them to the press." Yeah. So the things like that she's saying. So she goes, "I realized that."
But she went through a whole few months of making up stories.
Like,
they were all fake.
I'm trying to get to that.
Kids, just shut up.
You know what? It's like spoiling the
flavor in power, man. Like, it's, the whole story.
It
man.
Is like having my wife here. Okay. And that's exactly what she would do. She goes, and in the end, Colleen Rooney died.
Man, you just...
So Colleen Rooney, you know, realizes that someone's kind of, you know, leaking their stories. So what she does, and this is Wayne Rooney's wife, for anyone who's not into football, right?
Yeah.
So big deal. And she realizes someone's leaking the story, and she suspects this one person in particular. Mm. And she said, she's written all this in her post. It's up on online. You can go find her, her Twitter. She goes, I realize one person's leaking it. She goes, so I blocked everybody else temporarily.
One at a time. I'm just saying.
No,
That's important. That's important.
She blocked.
That is important. That's important.
Okay, carry on. Okay. But she narrowed down to one person who she then didn't block. And guess what? The stories were still being leaked. Meaning someone in her inner circle, now only one person, is seeing the stories and is releasing them. And then at the end of her little post, she writes, and that person is Rebecca Vardy.
No.
Jamie
way.
Vardy's wife. So now hoo-ha kicks off. Boom, wag wars. And people are rating, they're calling her Wagatha Christie, Wagnum PI, all these kind of things. Like,
she went news, it was a main headline on all the news channels.
But anyway, that's all I
remember. I missed it.
I tell you why, Jazz, you missed it, because you got a life.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Don't worry.
I don't watch the news every day.
Kedge will say to me, like, oh, have you seen this new thing that's gone viral where people like bend down on one knee and then get back up again? We should do that. I'm like, no, Kedge. No. Is that you want to do it?
No.
No, right, fine.
So I bet you Jazz could do it.
No, he don't want to do it either.
Exactly.
He don't want to do it. Do you know how to do a pistol squat?
Yeah.
That is epic. I'm going to film that.
I know the first bit of that squat. Just a piss squat.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, my point is, so it made us think more so about, like, from a bloke point of view, that how awkward must it now be for two fellow England... Would they have played together in England?
Yeah, they're mates.
You know, two big stars. It gets awkward. So if our wives didn't get on, let's say my one just was miserable and stayed in bed and didn't come downstairs to meet your wife, knowing that we're recording a podcast downstairs. I'm just saying, if she did that, like, it makes it a bit awkward, because if your wife then goes, oh, who does she think she is? And da-da, would you stop talking to someone because of your wife says so?
Oh. Just good friend. Background
would you stop talking to me?
Yeah.
Because your wife said no.
No, I just keep it civil. It's hard. You can't do that, man.
Who's more important, Tommy or your missus?
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah, no.
No, what?
Obviously, that's a good question.
Leave the sugar, Barney. You guys speak amongst yourselves first then.
No, I think, as guys.
What do you think, Sook?
I'll be honest. I'll be honest. Mrs. Darmy is behind the camera going, like, who's more important?
She's like,
Tommy.
It's up to you.
Yeah, exactly right.
Go on, Zed. What were you saying?
I'm saying.
No, you wouldn't say. But see, it wouldn't be a problem with her, because she's cool and we've known her for a long time. So, but it, you know, in your industry, in the game where he said, she said, you know.
If it was my missus, and that's going off what I know of.
You have to,
she probably wouldn't say stop speaking to that person, but she'll tell me the reasons why this person isn't good.
Because
No. This is a clever strategy. This is a woman's strategy, right? You guys don't know.
You got it straight away.
You're married right now, right? So you're gonna know it.
Newbie.
Where they're like, hey, listen, dumbass.
I'm just telling.
Listen, dumbass. I'm not gonna make the decision for you.
I'm gonna present you all
the evidence why this person is a
fucker.
And now it's up to you. And you, Bevakov, if you still want to be his friend, then it's up to you. Do you know what I mean?
So they kind of tell you no, but they don't say it.
They don't say it.
Exactly.
They don't say it is the key part.
Yeah, well, they don't say anything.
No.
But that's
in the eyes.
But she wouldn't say it.
But that's what married life is like. You got to read the signals.
Yeah.
How? Sorry, I know it's awkward because you're there. But
she's all right.
Yeah, but how readable is she? Because, you know, I struggle sometimes.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. Good Das Man said it to me as well.
What did he say? No, he did.
Because, you know, he called me Stylo. Anyway, that's something to think about. Right, anyway, he called
my Mrs. Stylo.
I know he did. I'm joking. I'm saying it to wind up. I was hosting his concert only a few weeks ago, and I mentioned that as well, by the way. I said, oh, by the way, you called this girl Stylo. He goes, yeah, I remember.
So we met after the concert.
Oh, of course you were there.
I saw you.
But I saw you so briefly because you were going to you meet him and I had to get out of there because my wife's miserable and she was waiting for me. But Good Das Man, and I said, you know, I said, you're so smooth.
Yeah.
No matter if you're arguing with your wife, you can like make it better. He goes, no.
Yeah.
He goes, I've had to go and sleep up on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes just sleep on the manja.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't do that.
On the manja?
Yeah, upstairs on the roof.
Okay.
Do you have a rooftop? You have a rooftop manja?
Not a roof.
No, but the manja that they
have on the roof.
Chavarete.
Yeah, huh?
Chavarete.
What's Chavarete?
Chavarete's like, somebody chavarete. Yeah. You heard that song?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know the word Chavarete.
Chavarete's like like the balcony. Like,
the ceiling thing on top.
It's the rooftop.
Gallery. In Gujarati, we say agassi.
Agassi. Oh, like Andre.
Yeah,
Andre.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it's a tennis player.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Tennis player, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Andre, is he up there?
I don't know. Worth having a look.
Imagine if you just go and go, this is called Agassi, and there he is, going to go.
Knocking a few balls.
All right.
Good. Hey, mate.
Agassi chair.
Agassi chair.
Do you want to do a bit of podioke?
Let's go.
Okay,
mate.
Get your vocals ready. We'll play a little track. We'll be back after this.
एक सादा रात का एक काली चांद की चाहे तू चुम ले ये तो काली चांद की एक सादा रात का एक काली चांद की चाहे तू चुम ले ये तो काली चांद की एक चांद की कश्ती में जल पार उतरना है तू हल्के हल्के खेलना दरिया ना झलके नील समंदर जाके आगोश में लेकर साहिल लहराता है और मस्ती में महताब का चेहरा चूमता है मैं सीने में तेरी सांसें भर लेती हूँ करवट करवट मैं तुझसे लिपट कर
Yeah. It's that time again. It's Podioke with Jazz Dami. Jazz, you are the singer's singer.
Thank you, mate.
I think I might have said that before.
Yeah, you have said it before.
But I tell you, I think I said it to you just here when we were chatting. But you're an artist. This man loves to sing. You're creative. You're always progressing and pushing yourself. No, you know what? He's joking it off, and we're laughing a joke because we're all at Tommy's ass. But you're. You work really hard at your skill, your craft.
I try, man.
Right.
I try, yeah.
Well, now we're going to put it to the test.
Let's go.
Because you know how this works. We play the start of a song, and when the song ends, you got to carry it on.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, what is that? That was a lot of Nasa air, though. You did like...
Let's go. Let's do it, mate.
You got it? Got you sure? It. Happy? Yeah,
really
confident?
Good. Okay.
Let's hear your first podioke.
Recognize it. Khwaja meri khwaja.
Lovely stuff.
I know the melody. I don't know the song too well, but I do like it.
You did say tan tere tere. I don't know what Dana or what my ones look like.
Sorry.
But thank you for checking out my
I feel like I've let you down this
no,
time.
No, you haven't.
Well, but we're just getting started. Let's go.
Okay. Can you pick it up?
Yeah, let's go.
Podioke number two looks like this.
Ravina Tandan Ravin Goli Chalki Thai Paleti Hogya Meti Paleti Hogya Vleti Hogya Tu 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 A Ladki Beautiful Karke Chal A Ladki Tommy
Pizza kha gaya Tommy ho gaya full.
You got it. You killed it, mate. You killed it.
That's good. Mate. I'm surprised you knew the rap. Well done, you. Yeah. Excellent. Full Six marks. Two. You brought it back. Now just take us home. Take us home, Jazz. Here's your next podioke.
मेरे मन ये बता दे तू
इट साउंड्स लाइक यू ऑलरेडी
किस ओर चला है तू क्या पाया नहीं तूने क्या ढूंढ रहा है
दर रहते तर र रदे त त त त त त त मितवा र र र र र र र मितवा र र र र र र
sick tune oh I love it
sick tune
Big up,
Shankar. You know the words.
Hey,
sorry.
We got to take a moment. Big up, Shankar Mahadevan. Jazz Dami loves you, but I not enough to learn your words. Just letting you know, big man. Letting you know.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a story about him.
Go on in. Come.
I saw him years ago. Yeah. I was studying in Mumbai. I went to this shop called Planet M. It's like a HMV of like Indian HMV kind of thing. Right. Yeah. And he was there like doing his rags and that. And I was like, who's this guy? I didn't know who he was. Yeah. And I was like, yo, this guy is sick, man. I went back to my auntie's house like, oh, he's this singer, Shankar Mahadevan, he's such a sick singer.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, man. And he was just there, just singing loads of rags, man.
Wow. And he connects with people. So I hosted his concert. Was it Royal Albert Hall?
Yeah.
And he was busting jokes. You know when someone just owns the audience and they're busting jokes and they're doing the songs and it's party songs and he's like, you know, the auntie's kind of fancy. Yeah. You know, like, it's like, he's,
you know,
like
what,
he's got that market.
That he's got brilliant genes because now look at his kids.
Yeah, he's wicked.
What do you mean?
Siddharth and the younger one. When they sing, wow, it is like they're already at the level of their dad. They've got brilliant voices.
Oh, sick, man. You know who had that like grasp on audiences was Jagjit Singh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think he was like I know.
Did you ever meet him?
Mate, did I meet him? Like, I remember when Jagjit Singh Ji came. I'm going to tell you a story about how I actually met him. But he came to England on tour and he rang my house. I knew him pretty well. I need to tell the backstory. All right. Let me tell the backstory. I was just really excited. So basically what happened
was... selling Windows?
No, mate. So basically,
Jagjit Singh Windows.
Cut price Windows in that bar.
Come on, man. All right, sorry.
Jagjit Singh Windows.
Sorry.
All right,
Peter. All right, sorry.
He's a ledge, man. Anyway, what happened was.
With the windows.
Have you got new windows now, though?
Yeah, I've got new windows.
Separate. Okay, good. Fine. Now we leave all that.
I'm going to go to the backstory and then go into how he rang my house.
Yeah, why is he at yours?
So what happened was.
This is in Coventry.
No. But no, it was. I'm not gonna tell you about when he rang my house.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you how I met him in Mumbai after seeing Shankar Mahadevan that time. It was around that same period, right? Okay. And anyway, I went back home, and Auntie, I want to meet Jagjit Singh. She goes, okay. He part owned a studio with my uncle, so he would be there every single day, like recording. So I finally met him.
Yeah.
And then every single day.
Yeah, this is
in Mumbai.
This is in Mumbai.
Yeah, we presume that.
Yeah, we got that.
You got that, exactly.
Yeah. Like, we got it.
Man. We got the fifth person behind
you.
Yeah,
I mean. How many more of you are there?
I know, man.
There's a whole line of Jazz Dami wines.
Get
the next one in. So you're in Mumbai.
So yeah, in Mumbai.
He co-owns a studio with your
uncle.
So this is 2000?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, early noughties.
Yeah, and then what happened was, I went to a studio, met him for the first time, and every day... After meeting him, he'd be in the studio and I'd be there every day like a fly on the wall. So I saw him record, saw him fall asleep.
Wow.
I chill with him. I played him Tikki Wali.
Did you?
I played him Tikki Wali.
What did he say?
And he goes, yo, Sarila.
Is he?
I was gassed.
What's that mean?
That means like,
he's tuneful.
You sing well. And I played him a song that I sang called Tera Mera Minna Rab Nalikya. It was like a ballad tune I did.
You're a boy at this time.
Mate, let me tell you the story.
Yeah.
He's still a boy.
Yeah, but I'm saying it takes balls to go up to Jagjit
Singh. Oh, yeah, no, of course. Legendary. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it was a little easier because I was there every day and he saw me every day and I was just like a little Jaswindri.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaswindri.
So anyway, I saw everyone record like Asha Bostaji coming in. I remember one day Asha Bostaji came in, Sukhinder Singh came in, Sonu Nigam came, Udit Narayan came in.
What a lineup.
Like, yeah, it was like a recording session for the whole day. Wow. All of them just rolling in, learning a song, boom, they're leaving.
That's amazing.
And then the week after, I remember there was a Mayfield with Hans Raj Hans. Remember, I'm a kid. I'm like literally, I'm just pinned up against the wall like this in the corner. I think, yo, this is like Hunchback Hunts. Yeah.
But just watching, learning.
Sukhinder Singh. Yeah. This is Jagjit Singh. Sukhinder, they had a Mayfield, bro.
Oh,
that's amazing.
And I had it. I recorded. I've lost it, but I had it. I recorded on it on my phone. It was on a Nokia.
Yeah.
And I remember just being there thinking, yo. This is mad. Yeah. This is like legendary.
Yeah.
These people have made like history with their tunes, man.
That I wouldn't say is far off the Indian equivalent of like a Biggie and Pac and all they've now passed on and they shaped music, they influenced it.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're respected still now.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then anyway, and then I made obviously I made friends with Uncle Jigjit's uncle.
Obviously.
He's like, I'm coming to England and I said, I need a new harmonium.
Right.
And he was like, he goes, okay, he called the guy in. Some guy, random guy came with like 100 harmoniums.
No, oh, wow. Yeah.
He was like, checking them out. And I was like, this one's good. Take this one.
What? Oh, he gave you a harmonium?
Yeah. And then I took it and I said, oh, how am I going to take it back to England?
Wow. Mm.
He goes, I'll bring it. Because I'll bring it. Because I've got a wicked case for it as well. I'll bring it for you. I'm going on.
Was it one of them ones where you have to fold it inside? It goes down.
Yeah, exactly. I've exactly. One, and he had a wicked case, like a wicked case with like 1,000 fragile stickers on it.
We should have
I'm going to be really nice. Is the harmonium that?
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Fine. Okay.
See me?
It's my
thing. You know
okay.
Me and we should have a jam session.
No.
I'll be really good.
You should put your harmonium away.
So he's going to bring it for you.
Yeah, anyway.
At this point, are you thinking, how am I going to.
Yeah, he's Jigjit Singh, mate.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, man. He's like, Jigjit Singh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
He's not going to lug that down.
At me. So he rang my house. Yeah. My dad answers it.
Yeah.
Hanji, Konya. Who Jigjit bolda? Jigjit Konya.
Oh.
The.
Bruv.
And he just went, the Jigjit Singh.
No, he said, he goes,
Windowala. Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
He goes,
just Windowala. Sorry, because he's looking at you.
He's called me Jassi. He goes, Jassi Tia, Jigjit Singh bolda. And my dad was like, oh my God. Jigjit Singh just rang our house. He was gasping
for my kid.
He was like, it's Jigjit Singh. I was like, okay, hey, uncle, you're right. Yeah. He's like, how do you know him? I just know him.
Your dad was fanboying about
him. He was fanboy. Yeah.
And then I went to his show in Symphony Hall and he gave me a harmonium. I was like, I'm gassed.
Okay, last one from me then. Yeah. With all the musicians that you've met,
yeah,
I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here. If you had to pick your five-a-side team of the five in that team, who would you pick?
That I've met and I know personally.
On any level, you can
have a rapper.
Got
in
it.
There.
Yeah, I've got it.
Producers, singers, or
anything.
But if you had to pick a five
across the board,
singers. Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Oh wow!
He gave my graduation certificate.
Bam. Oh really? Well, okay.
Yes, mate.
Really?
I graduated at university.
Wow!
When popular music and sound tech. Anyway, going on. Number two would be Sardar Sikandar, my favorite Punjabi singer of all time.
Yeah.
Number three. Would be.
Sorry, we got to get a Sardul Sikandar song then that you just comes to mind right now, or something, a line, or something that stands out, or why.
Sadia paratu sikhi udna ni bagi dur kitte alna bana ke vaddeya shikariya ne molya vaddeya shikariya ne molya ni tenu motiya di chog chuga ke.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Can you give us a Paul McCartney song? Because we didn't get one.
Ebony and Ivory, something like that. I don't know how it goes.
First one of all the Beatles songs.
Lane, isn't it?
That's the only one I could think of. Did he even sing that one?
No, I don't think he did. I don't think that. I don't
remember. I think that's Stevie
Wonder. Yeah.
Very superstitious.
Okay, back to the five aside.
Okay,
Paul McCartney. Right. Paul McCartney.
Sardul Sikandar.
And then it would be Sukhinder Singh.
Oh,
bad man.
Tune. Give us a tune.
Lai vi na gayi, tene vahi vi na gayi. Maine marda jahan mainu sara. Teri meri o tutt gayi, soni hai. Jive tuttiya ambar to tara.
From the film, does anyone remember?
My word.
Dil kya kare?
Ajay Devgan. Chalte, chalte. Everybody knows that.
No, that's from Mohabbatein.
Yeah, that's okay. My bad.
Did he?
No, that song is no, Dil is.
It's from Chalte. Okay, we're
going
to we get the VAR.
He's number four.
Okay, VAR. I've done Sadhu.
Yeah,
I've done.
Paul McCartney, Sardul, Sukhinder Singh.
Sukhinder Singh. Who else have I met?
Oh.
ਅਗਰਦਾਸ ਮਾਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਵੇ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਵਾਲੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਸੋਹਣੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਦੁਪਹਿਰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਚੰਗੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਦੁਪਹਿਰ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਵੇ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਵੇ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਲੈਜੈਂਡਰੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਮਾਨ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲੈਜੈਂਡ
ਸੋ ਗੁੱਡ
ਮੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਗੁੱਡ
ਆਮ ਦੈਟਸ I'd I'm love to be married.
Can I just say one thing about Gurdas Mann Saab?
Go on.
He's a legend, mate. I know there's been a lot of controversy about what's been going on, but he's a true legend, mate.
He's a lovely man. He's representing
the Punjabi language for over 30 years. And you know what? He's the reason for artists like me have sung songs like Punjabi Boli, mate. Round of applause.
All right, number five. And you can go random.
Random.
Want to go female? Because we haven't had a female.
Is there a female in the industry? She drops a bar.
Asha Bhosle drops some bars.
Go on. How do we pick a Bhosle? Asha Bhosle.
Let him think about that. While he does that,
I know.
Chura liya hai tumne jo dil ko. You know, you can tell he wants to drop the beat.
No, I was going to for a last. What a tune. And then Bali Sabu came and smashed it.
Le liya dil ha mera dil.
Chazdamia, I love you. I do. It's Chazdami, man. What a podcast.
So good.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
That's amazing, guys. Thank you.
And I was wrong, by the way. He wasn't from.
Get out of here. Peter. Oh, the Pia. The Pia's here.
Pia.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs. All for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.